Good morning. So lots of things to contend with on this weekend. Just got through Halloween and now the time change. Pretty soon, the results of the election. I'm sure most of us are on pins and needles. This morning, I'd like to talk a little bit about the difference between an ordinary human being's attempt to understand what's happening in their lives by being like a dog and chasing a bone, and how that's different from having a clear mind like space and reflecting what's going on. You could say there's three different types of mind. There's attachment mind, which just means that it's like the dog chasing the bone. There's always something to go after. There's always something to believe in for a while, something to agree with because it fits into our idea, our community is, or whatever the isness is that we've created in our minds as a reality. We call this delusion, right? Ignorance. So this attachment mind is attached to I, me, mine. Another kind of mind is when people try to end their suffering and they come into some sort of spiritual practice, such as doing mantra. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. There's nothing but mantra. Attachment mind is neutralized with Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. So this is a kind of emptiness. There's no bouncing around in the attachment mind. Now, everyone has these moments of their mind with no thinking. You know, something can happen like a startling sound. And for that instant, you're not thinking. But that small I, me, mine, comes back rather quickly. And pretty soon you're off chasing something else, just like a dog chasing a bone. Now, the third kind of mind is a mind clear like space, mirror mind. Just simply reflecting what is. This is big I. This is connected. So when someone is sad, you're sad. When somebody is happy, you're happy. You're completely intimate with what's happening. So how to relate this to the chaos that we're experiencing as a culture right now with this great divisions? Rather than being insulted and distraught about the ignorance that you see around you, you take the big picture of humanity and you come from the place of compassion and how can I help? Which brings you back to big mind, big I, or mirror mind. Because when you dive into a judgment about what's happening, you're getting caught up in the I, me, mind, because mine is different than your I, me, mine. It's not really giving that opportunity for clarity, for something to heal, for something to change, for something to be better when you have judgment. So just reflecting it as it is, again, doesn't mean that you're not feeling exactly what's going on, or even anger arising, or disappointment, or frustration. All of this is constantly happening. Big I is non-attachment. It's very different from small I, attachment mind. So Zen enables us to get some clarity and some distance from the I, me, mind, the deluded views, the things that we carry and hold on to tightly that keep us in a state of tension. So that's why we keep coming back to practice and sitting and getting clear so that we can see attachment mind for what it is. Now, remember, the very locus of enlightenment or Buddha is in ignorance, is in attachment mind. Be very careful not to create this division between enlightenment and unenlightened. That's already a million miles from reality. There's no difference. how to understand that. That's why, you know, in all the Buddhist teachings, you often hear a sutra say something like, it is and it isn't, and it isn't not isn't. It's not to confuse you, although it is. So Zen, you know, quite often is startling because it's chasing away our ignorance with a big blast of fresh air that is clear, no dust. So I guess you could say we keep coming back to practice to open the window of our minds to get some fresh air. So again, it's really nice to see everyone, and thank you for joining me. As always, I, you know, try to be helpful and give us something to chew on to keep us going in the right direction. Not just you all, but me too. It's this position I find myself in gives me lots of opportunity to learn and to understand myself. So I appreciate it. And it's always like that for us, you know, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, no matter what attachment mind is dragging us around in the moment, it's such a great opportunity to understand something and to get past it, see it for what it is. And then freedom arises. It's a wonderful feeling to be free from that moment of attachment mind. And then what? Then what do we have? You know, that's that point of beginner's mind where everything opens up and you can go, now what? What's next? I'm reminded of clearly in the moment, and I'm driving and there's a red light, I stop for it. Have you ever driven for miles and don't remember how you got from point A to point B? Careful driving while you're anticipating what the election results are going to be, or being angry at the other side for how they're behaving. Just be careful you don't hurt yourself or someone else by not being clear and in the moment, filled with anxiety and anger and all the rest. Put it down. Just put it down. You're not helping. It's not helping you or anyone else. Just put it down. Ignorance is ignorance. A dog chasing a bone is a dog chasing a bone. Apples and apple, cars going by outside. Something else I would suggest, you know, coming back to nature at a time like this is very helpful. When, you know, there's so much turmoil in our minds, coming back to green grass, trees, birds, flowers. Just going for a walk. Do you all see the picture of the full moon setting on Siesta? That was such a lovely moment. I wanted to share it with you. I hope you sort of got the gist of it. It was just really special. Yeah, you know, when our mind is clear like space, we can appreciate whatever moment we're in and whatever the climate is, because we're prepared, because our minds are clear. And we're not, you know, pushing something away or wanting something else. We're just, this is it. So, and then we can see it, you know. It's like it's being aware and noticing and seeing things as they are rather than trying to make them into something. Yeah, it's wonderful. So thanks so much for coming today and joining me. I appreciate it so much. It's good to sit with you. See you again soon. Sentient beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Desires are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. The dharmas are boundless. I vow to master them. The Buddha's way is incomparable. I vow to attain it.